Mr. Satak. That's the fourth person we've lost in 9 hours. We can't keep losing people like this. We need options.
Captain, with all due respect, our casualties have been relatively light compared to that of the Imperium forces. We should be satisfied to know that we've held our ground.
Since when did you become a Klingon? Mr. Satak, we need to get off this planet now. It's time we got reinforcements. We can't just sit here and wait for the Pioneer to find us. It's time we found them.
Captain?
Yes, Ensign. What is it?
Sir, we don't even know if the Pioneer is still out there. It's been 3 days since we lost contact. For all we know, they could have been destroyed in the initial attack. And the same could be true for the Abenaki and Admiral Marlin's ship. We could be risking our lives to find a ship that doesn't exist anymore, Captain.
That's true, Mr. Wallace. But we have nothing to show that they were destroyed. So, I'm forced to assume that they're still up there. Somewhere.
Captain, I do not believe that...
No, Mr. Satak. We can't hold out forever, and now is as good a time as any. We're going to take the yacht back to Eric's, inform them of what's happened, and bring back reinforcements.
There is a problem, Captain. According to Admiral Marlin's aides, the Talaxians were allies with the people of this planet. If the Imperium have launched an assault here, there should be nothing to stop them from attacking the Talaxian colonies as well. There may not be a colony left to report to, Captain.
He's right, sir. That is a risk. But as you said yourself, we can't stay here forever. If we can't get help from the Talaxians, we could always make a run for the subspace vortex in Federation space. I say we go for it, Captain.
Then let's get going. Mr. Satak, take the science station. Mr. Wallace, I'm going to need you at tactical. Our first objective will be to locate the Pioneer if we can. We'll stay and search for 6 hours. But if we don't find anything, we'll head to Eric's. Understood?
Aye, Captain.
Captain Loretti to Dr. Jennison.
Yes, Captain.
What's our current status, Doctor?
The defensive grid is still holding and I've managed to stabilize most of our patients. They should be fine. Why? What's going on?
Commander Satak, Ensign Wallace and I are going to get help. Do you feel up to holding down the fort until we get back?
I'll do my best, Captain, but whatever you do, do it fast. I'm not sure how long some of my patients will be able to hold out.
Don't worry, Doctor. We should be back before you know it. Good luck.
Aye, Captain. Jennison out.
Okay, let's get to work. Initiating pre-launch sequence. Propulsion systems are coming online. Thrusters and impulse engines on standby. Anti-gravity propulsion online.
Phaser and torpedo systems online and standing by. Disengaging the shield matrix from the other shuttlecraft on the surface. Tactical systems are armed and ready, Captain.
Sensors in all subsystems are coming online. Beginning sensor sweep of liftoff trajectory. Trajectory confirmed. Our flight path is clear. Pre-launch sequence complete.
Activating anti-gravity thrusters. We've cleared the surface. Engaging impulse engines in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Darker Projects presents Star Trek Pioneers, featuring the voice talents of Laura Post as Captain Jennifer Loretti, Carl Puder as Commander Satak, Lee Andrew as Lieutenant Charles Bergen, and Kevin Cho as Lieutenant Quan Sung Cho. Also featuring Chris Snyder, June Lathrop, Ellie Hirschman, Judah Fries, Kevin Cho, Miriam Snyder, Tom Davis, and Mark Brzee. Based on Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Star Trek Pioneers is written and created by Kevin Cho and post-produced by Chris Snyder.
Chief Navigation Officer's Log, Stardate 59798.3. After 3 days of hit-and-run attacks by the Imperium, we've managed to take refuge in one of the asteroid belts in the system. The crews of the Abenaki, Admiral Marlin's ship, and the Pioneer have begun assessing our current situation and have convened on board the Abenaki to plan our next course of action.
Lieutenant Bergen, perhaps you don't understand. Even together, our 3 ships are no match for the Imperium's deployment in this system, and trying to escape at impulse would be suicide. I say we stay here and finish repairs to our warp engines, and then head back to the Irex colony. Strength in numbers, you know.
We have over 130 people on the surface, including the commanding officer of this fleet. We can't just abandon them. With long-range communications still offline, we're their only hope for rescue.
With all due respect, Lieutenant, I am the ranking officer in this situation. Besides, for all we know, Captain Loretti and the rest of our personnel down there may have been killed in the initial ground assault. We could be going back to rescue nothing. Are you willing to risk our three ships without even being sure there are people down there to recover?
We've got to try. If we don't, we'll have left the captain down.
Captain Reddick, Lieutenant Bergen, I believe you are both forgetting one thing. Last we heard, the USS Huron was only 3 hours away, and with communications still cut off, she's approaching with no idea what has happened. However, she could assist us in our efforts to rescue both the captain and the admiral once they've entered narrowband communication range. Not to mention any reinforcements your Admiral Carter may have been able to reach from the Alpha Quadrant. So, perhaps we should wait.
Sounds like a plan. We'll wait here until...
No! We've got to attempt a rescue now. Every moment we waste sitting here may mean another casualty on the surface. Besides, it's only a matter of time until the Imperium tracks us to this location anyway. Each moment we waste could change the odds in their favor. We must act now.
Mr. Bergen, I am not risking the Abenaki to save crew members that may not even be alive. We're in a state of war, Lieutenant. There is such thing as acceptable losses.
Captain Reddick, I don't consider my commanding officer an acceptable loss. Now, I'm taking the Pioneer back to the planet, whether you like it or not. Sir.
We are not splitting up, Mr. Bergen. Fine. Have it your way. Since you're so intent on making sure our people are safe, we'll leave in 1 hour. Get back to the planet and see if there are any survivors. If we don't find anyone in the initial scans, we're getting out of there as fast as we can and heading back to Irix. Is that good enough for you, Lieutenant?
Yes, Captain.
Commander Ort?
Well, I suppose it's worth the risk. I'll provide as much assistance as I can.
Good. Now back to your ships, gentlemen. We have 1 hour. Let's make the most of it.
Ah, with all these asteroids floating around the system, it's making it hard to get clear sensor readings. And these gravimetric eddies aren't helping either. Any sign of the Pioneer, Mr. Satak?
Negative, Captain. The sensors on board this vessel are not powerful enough to filter through the interference caused by the gravimetric eddies in the system.
Great. It's been 4 hours and not so much as a hull fragment. What do you think, Ensign Wallace?
I say we head over to the Irix colony. It's our best chance to find reinforcements.
Agreed. I'm setting a course out of the Giant Ring system. We'll be able to jump warp once we've cleared the planet's gravity well. ETA, 12 minutes.
I'll keep an eye out for any other vessels, Captain.
Good. Who knows what may be... Ensign, do you see that?
That's no asteroid, Captain. Mr. Satak?
Sensors identify the object as a Class 2 stellar fragment. However, resolution is still being distorted due to high levels of gravimetric interference. Therefore, sensor information is currently unreliable.
Well, whatever it is, it's heading straight towards us. I'm increasing full speed to impulse. Whatever it is, it's too close.
Any idea who or what they are, Captain?
Does that answer your question, Ensign? Red alert! Ready all weapons!
Aye, Captain. Shields are holding at 73%. Phaser and torpedo systems charged and ready.
I'm going to try and shake them with these gravimetric eddies. Hold on. Report!
That last torpedo took out our secondary plasma network. Warp drive is offline.
Captain, we've exited the gravity well of the gas giant. I'm receiving sensor data on the attacking vessel. It is a lightly armed Imperium scout ship, 12 persons on board.
Divert warp power to the aft shields and prepare for evasive maneuvers.
Shields down to 52%!
I need a full tactical analysis of that ship, Mr. Satak. See if there are any weaknesses in their hull design.
Aye, Captain. Analysis complete. The computer has identified one weakness in their shield grid. All power has been diverted to their forward shields, with their aft grid operating at minimal power, leaving that section vulnerable to attack.
Let's give it a shot. Diverting all power to the impulse engines. New course, 113 Mark 215. Target their weapons and fire when you have a shot.
Aye, sir. Ready.
Here we go. Engaging impulse engines.
Weapons locked.
Fire!
It worked, Captain. Their ship's adrift. It looks like they're being pulled into a high orbit of the gas giant. They should be no threat, Captain.
Good work, Mr. Wallace. Commander Satak, how long until we have warp power restored?
Approximately 2 hours, maybe three.
We better get started, then. So, how long's it been since you were an engineer, Mr. Satak?
Captain?
Just kidding, Commander. But knowing you've been alive for 80 years, I'm hoping you've had at least some engineering experience.
Let's just say I never got around to it, Captain.
And I thought Vulcans couldn't tell jokes. Well, let's get started. Mr. Wallace, take the...
Hold that thought, Captain. Sensors just picked up two Imperium starships coming in at full impulse. They'll be in weapons range in less than a minute.
Why didn't we detect them sooner?
They masked their approach by orbiting around the gas giant's second moon. They're charging weapons, Captain.
What's the status of our weapons?
Phaser and torpedo systems are still online, but they're no match for their shields.
We're not giving up now. There's got to be something we can do to evade those two ships. Wait. Ensign, I'm going to take us into the gas giant's upper atmosphere. Our hull should be able to withstand the stress, but the mass of the other ships should prevent them from following us in. I'm diverting auxiliary power to structural integrity. We'll enter the atmospheric boundary in 1 minute 15 seconds.
It was a good idea, Captain. Just one problem. They'll be in weapons range in less than 20 seconds.
What? Fine. I'm turning us around. We'll fight them head-on, point-blank range.
Captain, we're no match for them. That's suicide.
If we do nothing, then we'll be dead anyway. At least we have a fighting chance. Ensign, target all weapons on the leading vessel's warp core. Fire on my command. Maybe we can get a lucky shot.
Aye, Captain. Target locked. 10 seconds until weapons range. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Captain, wait! Sensors have detected more ships coming in.
Mr. Satak, can you identify the new ships?
They are entering short-range sensor range. Captain, it's the Pioneer along with the Abenaki and Admiral Marlin's ship.
On screen.
Bergen to main engineering. Can you divert warp power to the phaser system?
I believe so, sir. But with half the plasma relays overloaded, it'll take some time to reroute power through the secondary systems.
Do whatever it takes, Ensign. Bridge out. Lieutenant Janik, target the lead destroyer's warp core. Coordinate the attack with the Abenaki's tactical officer. Fire when you have a shot.
Aye, sir. Target locked. Firing photon torpedoes. Direct hit to the propulsion system. Their antimatter containment system is failing. We'll have a full-fledged warp core breach on our hands in less than 5 minutes.
What's the status of the other ship?
They've lost propulsion, weapons, shields. They're dead in the water, sir.
Will their ship survive the explosion?
It's hard to tell, but one thing I can be sure of is the captain's shuttle definitely won't.
Agreed, but the tractor beams are still offline. We'll have to sacrifice the shuttle. Lieutenant, beam the captain and her crew to sickbay.
Aye, sir. Transport complete.
Good. Now, Lieutenant, considering current conditions, could we attempt a mass transport?
Yes, but for what reason?
I want you to beam all the people on board the Imperium ship onto the Pioneer. We can put them in the cargo bays for now.
But sir, they're the enemy. Why should we care what happens to them?
Let's just say, we may regret it later if we don't.
Very well, sir. Targeting scanners have locked on to 37 life forms on the enemy ship.
Bridge to all hands. Security teams report to cargo base 1, 2, and 3. Until further notice, sections 32 to 37 on deck 4 are off limits to all personnel. Computer, seal off all entry and exit points to the cargo base and activate all weapon suppression systems.
System activated.
Energize, Lieutenant.
Aye, sir. Transport complete. All Imperium survivors are accounted for. Security reports no resistance.
Good. Now let's get out of here before that warp core loses containment. Helm, new course 108 Mark 327. Full impulse. Engage.
You did what?
I thought it would be the best thing to do. We hardly know anything about the Imperium, and this could be our only chance to evade an all-out war with them. At the time, I thought it was the right thing to do. I'm sorry if I...
No, Lieutenant. I'm just surprised. You showed real leadership. I'm proud of you, Mr. Bergen. You should consider applying for command sometime. You'd make a good captain.
Thank you, sir.
Just telling you the truth, Lieutenant. Now, what's our status?
Since you've been gone, we've been attacked a dozen times since the initial assault above the planet. After the first attack, we were forced to break orbit and head towards the edge of the system.
That's why we lost communications so quickly. Have you managed to call for reinforcements from Eryx yet?
Unfortunately, as you've probably noticed, The Imperium has set up a type of dampening field around the entire star system. No communications can get in or out, and since warp power still hasn't been restored, and with all of the warp-capable shuttles on the surface with your team, there was no way for us to get word to the Thalaxians, the Huron, or any other ship for that matter.
What about the situation outside the system? Is there anything you've found out?
No, sir. The dampening field that blocks communications is also blocking our sensors as well. For all we know, the Iryx colony is being destroyed, and the Imperium has sent 150 ships through the vortex to the Alpha Quadrant.
Let's try to stay focused on what we do know, Mr. Bergen. From what we've learned so far, the Imperium's conflict is merely a continuation of a civil war that never really ended. The only reason the Talaxians are in danger is because of their involvement on behalf of the Commonwealth. Which means, as the Talaxians are the newest members of the Federation, the Imperium considers us an enemy as well.
Which means that the Huron is in danger.
Oh, the danger extends well beyond the Huron. If the Imperium is capable of decimating an entire planet like Albania Prime, who knows what they have in mind for the Commonwealth's allies?
Which would be us, right?
Well, the Prime Directive is supposed to keep us out of external conflicts of other species, but as the Talaxians are part of the Federation and the Commonwealth are now technically back at war with the Imperium, I suppose, well, yes, we are allies. I suppose. It's all very complicated, but all it boils down to is the fact that they're still shooting at us.
Agreed, but there's one thing that confuses me. I was talking to Commander Ort, one of Admiral Marlin's advisors. He said that originally after the breakup of the Orbanon into the two sects, the Sakaar were known to be found in close proximity to the Imperium's capital system. He said that intelligence later concluded that the Sakaar had, in reality, taken over the Imperium and are in control of it even now.
You're saying that the Imperium's people are under the influence of the Sakaar? You mean, brainwashed?
Perhaps. Since our first encounter with the Sakaar, it has been clear they are bent on taking over this area of space. If their motives lead back all the way to the separation of the Albanon and their eventual civil war, it would be plausible to assume that they are still influencing the Imperium in some way today.
Yes, exactly. If the Sakaar could brainwash the Imperium to think that the Commonwealth and the Talaxians were a growing threat, and have the Imperium attack both species, they would throw the entire sector into chaos.
All the minor powers would be forced to get involved, on one side or the other. But if the Sakaar were secretly involved in the side of the Imperium, their resources would be substantially increased, and theoretically, the Imperium would be able to crush both the Talaxians and the Commonwealth.
Leaving only one power in this sector, the Imperium.
Then, at that time, the Sakaar could turn on the Imperium and destroy them from within, making the Sakaar, in the end, the masters of this territory.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. The problem is, it looks like their plan is working.
Then if we're right, how do we stop it?
I'm not sure, but I think I have an idea. Mr. Bergen, the Imperium personnel you beamed on board, are either the ship's captains one of them?
According to security, the captain of one of the destroyers is here. He's being held in the brig along with his senior staff. I felt it'd be easier to keep an eye on them that way.
Good. We're in luck. Mr. Bergen, have Commander Satak bring the good captain to my ready room. We need to find out what's really happening here, and who the real aggressors are. Then hail Admiral Marlin's ship. I need to speak with Mr. Ort if he has time. Have him bring over all the intelligence they have in the Imperium.
Aye, sir.
Ah, Captain. Welcome aboard. Please, have a seat.
What do you want?
Only to speak with you. Ask you a few questions, then you may go. We'll release you and your crew as soon as we're done.
Release us to what? Our ships have been destroyed.
Not quite. One of your ships were destroyed in the warp core breach, but your other vessel is still intact. It may need a little work, but I'm sure your crew would be up to it.
Ridiculous! Why should I believe you? You're the one who caused all this in the first place.
Us? I see. What is it that you believe we did?
Your Federation is responsible for the destruction of the Albanan people. You split us apart. You are the reason for the turmoil between the Commonwealth and the Imperium.
I see. How did we do this to you?
Planting spies in our worlds, attacking us and framing certain factions for the terrorism. You put every Albanan sect against one another. You caused us to become what we are today, a fragmented, defeated people.
But the Commonwealth isn't fragmented. It's a prospering alliance with a dozen star systems, each with one flag flying over it.
That is a lie. Only the Imperium is united. We, under one flag, have created an empire impervious to all invasions. We will prevail. You believe that since you captured me and my crew, that we'll give you the secrets to our defense systems. Well, think again. We will do no such thing.
No, I'm not expecting you to. And now that I'm done asking you questions, I'm only going to ask you to keep an open mind. Commander Urt, if you please.
Of course, Captain. Do you recognize me?
Yes, you are a Talaxian. You helped the Federation spur the conflict between the Albanan sects from the beginning.
Well, you are correct about one thing. I am Talaxian, but neither the Federation nor my people are responsible for your suffering.
Oh, really? Then who is responsible, Mr. Urt?
The Sakaar are responsible for your people's segregation and downfall.
What? Lies! The Sakaar are our friends. They supplied us with weapons, teachers, and everything we needed to survive.
Yes, to survive, but not to live. Your people have no freedom. Now, the Imperium is run by exactly who?
It's common knowledge. A council of 15 individuals from each star system that decide what's best for their governing districts. And a prelate who oversees all government functions. Unlike the Commonwealth and yourselves, who are ruled by brutal dictators, we in the Imperium pride ourselves on our accomplishments in democracy.
Really? Well, would it interest you to know that every member of the Governing Council, including the leader, is Sakaar?
Ha! Impossible! Each is selected based on their campaigns. All of them are Albanan.
Really? What would you do if I could show you proof that they aren't? Computer, display database 327 Gamma Echo. So who is this?
Prelate Jassad, our most capable leader. He has led the Imperium since the Civil War. He is our savior.
Really? Well, do you remember that incident last year at one of your national military conferences?
Of course. Everyone remembers the assassination attempt made on the Prelate's life by your spies.
Yeah? Well, watch this. My people didn't realize what this meant until today when the captain informed us of what was happening. Computer, play file.
How did you get this information? Not to mention, how do you know about the conference in the first place? We are a closed society. No one knows what happens within our territory.
The Commonwealth has a series of agents placed throughout the Imperium's command structure. Ever since last year, as tensions have risen between your people and the Commonwealth, espionage has increased on both sides. The Commonwealth was able to share this video with the Talaxian counterparts, me specifically.
So, this only proves that your spies attempted to assassinate our leader.
No, it proves that someone did, but I assure you that it was not a member of the Federation or the Commonwealth.
Then who was it, then?
We believe it was a member of the resistance movements within the Imperium.
A resistance movement? No such movement exists. There is no reason for one. We are not being ruled by a foreign power. We are independent.
The only reason you believe that is because you have been brainwashed from birth by the Sakaar.
I don't believe you. The Sakaar have done nothing but help us.
That's what they've taught you to believe. But this video not only proves that the Sakaar control your society, but that we are now your enemy. Until today, we didn't know what to make of this piece of information from the surveillance recording. That is until now. Do you see that? The moment the disruptor hits his back?
What? What it looks like? A holographic projection?
Exactly. A hologram. Your leader, as you know him, never existed. Every decision, every military relocation made by your government, is made by the Sakaar. This holographic projection is not an isolated event. Every member of the governing council is controlled by the Sakaar. From birth, your children are taught to hate my people, the Commonwealth, and now the Federation. The Sakaar have gone so deep that they've been able to brainwash you into believing that the Federation is the power responsible for your downfall. When in fact, the Federation never even arrived in this sector until 3 months ago. Your society is based on lies, fabricated information, and an altered representation of history.
I don't believe you. This is all an intricate plot to have me divulge information critical to the Imperium.
No, it's not. You must believe us. We're trying to help you. Your people are not fighting an enemy. You're fighting your only chance for survival. Please, tell us what is going to happen now that you've attacked the Commonwealth. What is your plan of action?
Our plan is simple: to eliminate the threat from the Commonwealth, Talaxians, and the Federation, becoming the sole power in this sector.
Yes, leaving you in control of the sector alone? No other species holding even a planet? Am I correct?
Yes, exactly, and we will prevail.
If you do, the Sakaar will not only betray you, but eliminate your species as well. Think about it. They're having you do the dirty work for them. By having your people eliminate all resistance in the sector, they can easily come in and take over once they've destroyed you.
It's all a lie. The Sakaar are our friends.
Oh, come on. Then can you explain why your governing body are all holograms? Or perhaps why the Commonwealth, Talaxians, or the Federation have never fired the first shots? Ever wonder why you're never allowed any freedoms? Why your society is based on military conquest?
I...
No, you've never considered it. Why? Because all you've ever known is the life that the Sakaar have taught you to believe. It's time to learn what's truly happening. Now, whatever you believe, believe this. This is the truth. And we are trying to prevent a war that will kill millions on both sides. Now, there's more we need to discuss. If you can come to my ship, I can explain further.
Mr. Kionic, we're only asking you to listen. Please.
I will listen, but I do not guarantee you I will believe you.
That's all we ask. This way, sir.
Captain's Log, Stardate 59798.6. With the help of Mr. Oort and the Talaxians, we've been able to piece together and show Commander Kionic and his crew what's really been happening in this sector for the last 50 years. Surprisingly, they've been open-minded about the whole situation. And with warp power restored, I intend to prove what we've been telling them is true. However, we'll need their help to do so. Commander, all we need is to get one ship into your territory. You can take the controls and pilot us there yourself. I promise we'll erase all records of what you had to do to get us there.
Captain, understand my position. I may be considering what you've told us is the truth, but for all I know, this all could simply be an elaborate deception to gain the access codes to the defensive grid, which would leave my people vulnerable to attack.
Please. We've already found the location that we need to reach after we enter your space. I promise we can prove what we've told you is true.
I will not give you access to our defense grid, but in the name of fairness, I will show you a blind spot in the grid. It is well known to us and well patrolled, but if you can get past them, I will have given you no way to undermine our security. All I will tell you is that the grid has a breach at the coordinates 18 Mach 135 Mach 7. If you can get past our patrols, then you can get into our space. That is all I will tell you, nothing more.
I appreciate your cooperation. I promise you, everything we've told you will be proven true in just a few minutes. Mr. Bergen, what's the status of the Abenaki and Admiral Marlen's ship?
They are proceeding back to Albania Prime to attempt the rescue of our personnel, as planned.
And the Huron?
They've rendezvoused with the Talaxian reinforcements that arrived a few minutes ago. They are standing by at the edge of the system.
Good. Everything's proceeding as planned. Mr. Bergen, set a course for the coordinates Mr. Kionic provided and engage at maximum warp.
Aye, sir. Course set and engage.
We've lost two more on the south side. The shield barrier's not gonna hold much longer. We may need to consider a forced evacuation.
No, it's too risky. We've got to hold out just a little bit longer. The captain will be back.
But, sir, we can't just...
Ensign, do you hear that?
It's the comm system, sir. It sounds like someone's trying to contact us.
Indeed. Nurse, take over here. He has second-degree phaser burns to 12% of his body. Take care of him. Ensign, let's get to one of the runabouts to see if we can clear up that signal. Now, let's see. I'm not much of an engineer, but it looks like the carrier band is out of alignment. Let's see if we could clear it up a bit. There. Computer, replay message.
Any Federation personnel on the surface, this is Commander Wharton aboard the Admiral's ship. If anyone is receiving this message, reconfigure your carrier band to this frequency. Repeat, this is Commander.
Okay, frequency we're receiving the message is 3.27 terahertz. Realigning communications relay to that frequency. Got it. Commander Ort, can you hear me, sir?
Thank God. We were hoping you were still alive down there. We're sending 5 transport ships to your location. Prepare for a complete evac out of all ground forces. Glad to see you're alive, Doc.
Thank you, Mr. Ort, but we're still under heavy fire from the Imperium ground forces in the area. We could use some help down here before we're evacuated.
That may not be a problem. Leave it to us, Doctor. Be ready to leave at a moment's notice. Commander out.
What are you waiting for, Ensign? You heard the man. Let's get to it.
Aye, sir.
It has been confirmed. All ground personnel in Albania Prime have been evacuated successfully. The Abenaki and Admiral Marlin's ship have left orbit and will rendezvous with the Huron and Talaxian reinforcements within the hour.
That's good news, Mr. Satak. Let's hope our luck holds. How long, Mr. Bergen?
We've already managed to get past their defense grid. All we have to do now is avoid detection long enough to get to the third planet in the next system.
Good. Proceed at warp 2. We don't want to draw any unwanted attention.
Aye, sir.
Captain Lorette, if I may ask, what is the significance of this planet? No one even lives there. The entire system is uninhabited.
You're not quite right, Mr. Kionic. Talaxian intelligence suggests that this is the most likely location for the headquarters of an Imperium resistance movement. If we're right, they'll be able to prove all of what we said is true.
That is only if they exist, Captain. Forgive my doubt. But I still do not know what to believe.
Understandable, Commander.
Captain, we're approaching the edge of the star system. Dropping out of warp.
Understood. Mr. Satak, run a sensor analysis on the third planet. Anything unusual?
Running scan. Sensors have detected a large underground compound beneath one of the oceans of the northern hemisphere. There are at least 9,000 individuals within the structure. All are Albanian.
Send out a wideband hailing frequency. Tell them we mean no harm. We just want to talk.
Aye, sir. Message sent. We're receiving a hail from the compound, Captain.
On screen.
This is General Kavas. Who are you, and what do you want?
I'm Captain Jennifer Loretti of the Federation Starship Pioneer. We have a proposition for you, if you're willing to listen.
Proposition?
Let's just say we may be able to help your resistance movement become a rebellion.
What? But how did you know that?
I have my sources, General.
Very well. I'm sending you transport coordinates. No weapons, Captain.
Of course, General. Pioneer out. Now, does this prove anything to you, Mr. Kionic?
9,000 Albanian in that compound?
That's right.
We will see, Captain. No promises. However, this revelation does appear to support what you've told us so far.
I'm glad to hear it. Mr. Satak, Lieutenant Bergen, you're with me. Mr. Kionic, we're going down to the planet. Would you like to join us?
Yes, I guess I would.
Very well. Ensign, you have the bridge. Keep a transporter lock on us just in case.
Aye, Captain.
You have been listening to Star Trek Pioneers, Episode 7. The Forgotten War, Part 2. Featuring the voice talents of Laura Post, Carl Puder, Lee Andrew, Kevin Cho, Chris Snyder, June Lathrop, Ellie Hirschman, Judah Fries, Miriam Snyder, Tom Davis, and Mark Brzee. Post-production was supervised and conducted by Chris Snyder. This episode was written and edited by Kevin Cho. The executive producer for Darker Projects is Eric Busby. This has been a Darker Projects production. Coming soon from Darker Projects Productions, Star Trek, the Section 31 Files.
I remember this. Judah, you need to overload the vortex controllers. It'll fuse the power systems and short everything out.
Are you sure they'll close down the vortex?
It did the last time I was here.
So you've done this before?
Just do it, Judah, before they can...
You are intruders! Do not move!
Run!
Exterminate!
Captain DeLola, you have become unstuck in time. You must ignore everything else and focus only on my voice. You must do this, or you will be lost forever.
Karen, are you all right?
What? Sebastian? What am I doing in my bed? What are you doing in my bed?
Well, up to a few moments ago, we were... Well, you know, we were making...
Oh my God! This is my house in Maine! But I was on the bridge of my ship! How did I get here?
We live here, remember? We're due to get married next month. Karen, are you all right? Is something wrong?
You live here. We're getting married. But I broke off the engagement after... After I discovered you were part of Equity Corps. But that was 10 years ago.
Equity Corps? But how did you find out? I've never told anyone that was my dream.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your vessels. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
That's next time on Star Trek, the Section 31 Files, from Darker Projects Productions.